WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 247, riding Soarin' around the world twice. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we take a ride on the newest version of Soarin'. Then we turn around and do it again.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Before we jump in, I've got some exciting news I want to share with you at the end of the segment, so make sure you listen for that. So I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being stressed. The news right now is hard to watch. I pray that all of you are coping and dealing with these difficult times. And with COVID numbers rising in many areas, I hope you're finding more ways, maybe like this podcast, to help you manage that stress and find some relaxation. And speaking of relaxing, I can't think of a better attraction than the one we are featuring today. So for today's memory, we're continuing our second day in the parks. It's a beautiful summer morning in September of 2016. If you remember from last time, we just finished another ride on our favorite Epcot attraction, Test Track, gotten a quick Danish from the bakery in Norway, and then tasted a few international sodas at Club Cool. Adequately sugared up, we head for our other favorite Walt Disney World attraction to experience the then recent updates to Soarin' that now allow us to go fly around the world. We'll join the memory as we're walking up to the land pavilion, enjoying flowers on the trees all around us. We'll enter the building and make our way around to the stairs and head down to the Fastpass queue, where in no time at all, we're then split and sent down to the concourse. We'll get sent to the queue area and are excited to see the new monitors overhead of all the places that we're about to go experience before the chief flight attendant, Patrick, who has returned, he comes out and gives us our boarding instructions. The doors open, we climb into our seats and buckle up for our ride. As the ride ends and we return to solid ground, we're so excited, chattering about all the things we just got to experience. We decide that we have time before our lunch reservation upstairs at the Garden Grill to go ride again, so we turn right around and head back through the standby line. This time, we get to participate in the trivia games that are there while we wait for about 10 or 15 minutes in line before being sent down to the concourse again. Those games are so much fun, taking your mind off that wait, that it feels like in no time at all we're loading up and getting ready to soar around the world again. After our second time on the attraction, we'll head upstairs just in time for our lunch reservations at the Garden Grill. After we ride the first time, you'll hear some of our thoughts about the upgrades to Soarin'. I have to say, though, that this is an amazing attraction. From the time you enter the queue, you know, that new trivia game and the competition that you have with those in line around you, that really just makes the wait feel like nothing. The addition of that third concourse makes waits for this attraction never get too long anymore, and the ride itself is still as amazing as ever. I'm nostalgic for the old attraction, I admit, but the updated music still sounds amazing, and the views, real or fake, are still spectacular. This is a definite must-ride for any trip to Epcot. Before we jump into the memory for today, I want to remind you that you should come visit my WDW-memories.net website. There you can find show notes with pictures of the ride, as well as links to watch our memories on YouTube. See the photos on Google or Instagram, and then maybe even connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Pinterest. Also, if you like what you're hearing and you want to say thank you, you can find links also on the website to buy me a coffee, support our binaural microphone replacement campaign, or maybe become a recurring patron supporter where for as little as $1 a month, I'll give you access to ad-free memories as my thank you gift to you. So here's the new stuff. I'm also excited to let you know that I've added a new opportunity for you to support the podcast. Starting with this memory, for a $3 a month donation on Patreon, I will now provide access to memories without all of this talking before each episode as my thank you gift to you for your generous donations. And this allows you to get straight into that attraction instead. So check out that new level of support on the Patreon page. Finally, we're holding at 172 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews. If you would like to leave a review and maybe hear it on the podcast, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave your feedback. These reviews have helped the show be found by more subscribers. Plus, they give more potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Oh, and while you're listening today, maybe take a moment and help me spread the word and share that you're listening and loving this memory. Invite a friend, post on social media. Just think, maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World is just what someone you know or love needs to get through these stressful times. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we experience two rides on the updated version of this premium Epcot attraction. Yeah. Oh, those are neat. Big open. Sunglasses. Bye bye.
Enjoy the ride, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, you have her sunglasses?
Yes. Whoa.
We're going to arrive where we're going to.
There.
What does Sea Agapo mean in Greek? I love you. Agape is love. It's a 35-minute wait.
It's just
30
minutes.
Okay. There's the concourse right there. A, B, and C going straight forward. Oh, we don't have to scan again. Thank you. Tell them how many we got.
Four? Let me check, Princess. Okay, we're going.
Please which I am.
I think you're taller. Go look.
I'm definitely tall enough to go look at your
foot
myself. Me too.
Yep, you guys have grown. All right.
Four.
Okay,
row one.
Row one. Go stand on a glider.
We get to go first.
I don't know how to do that. Play with your brother. Oh, look. This is new. Soaring around the world. Twice for sure.
Huh?
We'll have to ride this twice for sure. Across London.
Paris.
Paris. Eiffel Tower. Geneva? Matterhorn. You have to go back to Cinderella's castle.
Is that
Greece? Yep. No? Egypt. Pyramids.
Egypt and where are we?
And then Saudi Arabia. What?
India.
Taj Mahal. Gotta be. St. Pete. St. Petersburg. It's gotta be China. Oh, China.
Oh, yeah,
it's a Great Wall. Japan. Tokyo. No? Just coming back. Disneyland or something. Oh. Monument Valley, nice. And back into Orlando. Epcot. Then where? Encinitas, neat. Come down to Brazil, Australia, neat. Ayers Rock. No, that's out in the middle. Sydney Harbor. Okay. Fiji. Mount Fuji. Mount Fuji, Japan. What am I talking about? I'm missing all the places. The Iguazu Falls. Brazil, the giant waterfalls at the southern edge of Peru.
Oh, so we wound up back around South America.
Hello, and welcome to Soarin'. My name is Patrick, and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and, of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. The smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat. Just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. Nice work, pal. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party to arrive. Okay, let's review. That is seat belt, carry on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands on the left side at all times. Yeah, have a nice one.
I think we're on the bottom, and I think we're on the left. I don't know which way it boards. I don't remember. If we go from the inside out, if we'll be on the very end.
Here we are.
Go to number one in the very front. Keep going. All the way across. Nope. Yeah, top. Hold on, Mikey. Come over here. Where do I need to put my bag? Can I just leave it right here or just...
If it doesn't fit, I can put it right here next to you.
That'll work.
Right there.
Okay, thank you.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please fill all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
And row one, seatbelt checks. Pull that yellow strap on your right hand side.
Excited? It's in the very front. This is an all-new movie. We've never seen this before.
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Thank you.
Island. Everything was, there's so much CGI. There was so much CGI.
I think all of it's CGI.
Not quite all of it, but a lot of it was. It sure looked that way.
We're sat in the center too. I don't know if you noticed over here, it looked skewed.
This, everything kind of looked a little bent. Grab my bag real quick. The update is wonderful, thank you. The orders were a little different.
And so the players, that was supposed to be the ice viewers?
Yes.
Because the Alaska, that didn't look like anything dramatically unique to. I think I expected it to look like
glaciers.
I don't know. Yeah, it was, doesn't it, Mikey? The islands in Fiji, I smelled something too. Oh yeah, because the fireworks are not right. Yeah.
And it says it's 35. It's 30. Go ahead. Hello. Excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm trying to find my family. They got ahead of me. So, hey, there you are. Found you. Are we competing?
We're in the group. We're on the red team. This iconic gate once separated East and West Germany.
Brandenburg.
Brandenburg Gate. Daddy says it's easy for secret.
Oh, this is awesome.
Right? We earned our Germany passport stamp. You see this?
Nobody's on the other teams.
It's the first color, so everybody was just picking. It was the highest. It's the last one. It's one that there's four colors you can choose, and it's the top left. So I'm just going to start.
Purple team, show your team spirit. Well, we're not going to get to wait, not to do any more questions. Tuscany.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Those things.
Which can you travel by gondola to Venice, right?
Yes.
Got that. I'm sorry, I'm not going to go super fast. Alright, Daddy, help me out. You gotta be watching. Here we go.
I'm looking up on the screen. I don't know.
You guys can't tap it on the
stage.
No, it's not.
What is the name of this watery landmark?
Trevi. Might just have to play this at home.
Well, it asked for my destination, so I don't know if it will let you because it won't make sense.
it asked my destination. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to have to let it. So I did.
That wasn't a 30-minute wait.
What two seas border Egypt? Hang on. Mediterranean and the Red Sea?
Red?
I would say.
Yeah, right? Use your Bible, Scotty.
Five destinations. We've done Germany, Italy, and Egypt. Got a passport stamp for Egypt. Global question. Westernmost point on the European mainland.
What happened?
It's not right.
France. No, Western. Sorry, Portugal.
They already took that out. I don't know.
It's going to be Spain.
No. West Portugal.
I told you.
Well, you told me too late after I already answered.
I got my east and west backwards.
I know.
I got my east and west backwards.
I can figure it out. It was to the left.
It was Portugal, Spain.
You got it wrong.
Hear the ride just beyond the wall.
Five official languages of Fiji. Why not? Let's say true.
Sure. No!
There are three.
Show them how many. Thank you.
Yes, how many?
You seem so confident.
I know a bunch of other ones. I knew the Brandenburg Gate.
That's true.
I knew the Trevi Fountain. Over a mile.
So 6,000?
I say 6,000.
The mile is 52 something.
5,280.
Is it not 10 or 15?
Yeah! Yeah!
Fun fact, 277 miles in length.
277 miles long.
Long, sorry, yeah. Is that our U.S. passport? Did you break it?
It's a magnetic release. I was leaning on it.
I guess that'll be it.
It's a strong magnet.
Bonus round.
Here we go.
Dedicated to bad inventions. Sure.
Sure.
The non-museum features items such as a magnifying spoon and a wind-powered
powered toothbrush. Do you think you need a wind powered toothbrush?
Got to blow on it with your nose while you're brushing your teeth.
That's some extra points. That's 10,000 points.
10,000?
Sure. There goes the trade.
What'd you do?
We did the same thing.
Yeah.
Red team won. We'll have to join the purple team next time. We can see if we can make the purple team.
Tell them how many. I don't know.
This is crazy.
I think we're going to be on the back one, all the way on that side.
Hey, Susie, are you watching this time? So now you know where all the places we went. With the hot air balloons. Not yet. I'm gonna head to Africa.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Soar Airlines Flight 5505.
That was where the elephants are.
If you're wearing any loose-fitting shoes, such as flip-flops, sandals, or Crocs, please remove them when you take your seat inside and on the floor in front of you. If you have any carry-on items that are too large and too fragile to fit in your secret compartment, please leave those on the floor as well, and the flight attendant will sew them for you. Please refrain from any flash photography, video recording, or cell phone usage during the flight as a courtesy to guests around you. Parents, you traveling with children, or those children under the age of 7, if you've answered yes to both of these questions, then you need to occupy the seat directly next to your child. We hope everyone is having a magical day of discovery here at Epcot. Well, thank you for choosing Soar Airlines and enjoy your flight.
It was you.
Welcome to Belgium. Word spa comes from the Belgian city of Spa. The answer is true every other time, it's been wrong.
Hello and welcome to Soarin'. My name is Patrick and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and of course, these little dudes. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. Nice work, pal. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party if you like.
25% of the other ones is for
a little. Okay, let's review. That is seat, seatbelt, carry-on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else? Well, yeah. Have a nice flight.
Nice. My row 3 is going to follow me first, followed by 2, and then 1. Row 3, right this way, open board.
Row one. Keep going forward.
Thank you. Any loose items or small bags?
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
De la fila grande. Ajá. Ustedes fueron a la izquierda, a la derecha.
Ready?
Seatbelt check. Can you please pull the yellow strap on your right hand side? Thank you. Thank you.
The blue light right under you. You ready?
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Minutes, maybe.
for Soren with us. One pass in your seatbelt, just push down on the red button on your right. Be sure to gather all your carry-on items from the underseat compartment and exit to your right. Have a great stay here in Epcot or wherever your final destination may be.
Who's ready to eat?
Me. I love that.
It's beautiful, and the soundtrack's amazing.
The eagle scares
you? The bird or the plane too. Well, we were right by the speaker, I think. Yeah. Well, and it also is the sensation of flying.
Right. Probably helps with all of that.
All right, so we just got to go walk all the way upstairs to eat. Right there.
Actually, no, green is funny. Green is
actually Well, that worked out real good. Sweet girl. Why don't you guys go sit down over there to your left, okay? Who do you think that? No. Who thinks behind that wall? Susie? He's right there. Look. Hi. Checking in. 12:55.
Is that four adults?
Two adults, two children. The children are vegetarian. I don't know if that, if you can add that.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.